Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I am here getting ready to interview a special guest. We're going to talk about cybersecurity and cyber risk platforms. And our special guest today is Kevin Schmidt with Coalition Security. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, James. Great to be here. Appreciate you having me.
You bet. You bet. Good to see you again. Every time we talk, I get smarter, I get educated, I love it, and I couldn't wait to get you on the program to share your knowledge with the audience. But so before we kind of talk about cyber risk in general, and that's a topic everybody needs to learn more about, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Give me a little background on Kevin Schmidt.
A little background. So yeah, a little bit of an interesting career. So currently I'm a principal on the Channel and Security Partnerships team at Coalition, which is a cyber risk management company. And, what does that even mean? Well, I sit on the team that comes up with kind of go-to-market strategy and packaging within the channel, including, managed service providers, value-added resellers, ISPs, any other groups that we see kind of an opportunity to engage with around cyber risk management services. I've been with Coalition for almost coming up on 3 years now. Okay. Previously, I worked at a small healthcare startup running all things business development, strategy, and operations. And then previously, for the first 8.5 years of my career, I worked in finance. Across in San Francisco and New York City. And then I've rotated and I'm back in Los Angeles. Coalition, we're based in San Francisco, but we're fully remote, which is nice.
All right. Fantastic. Awesome. And then give everybody, Coalition's a big company, very mature. That's one of the other things I love about you guys. Tell everybody a little bit more about Coalition and your core services.
Of course. Yeah, appreciate the question. So for everybody who doesn't know, Coalition, we've been around since 2018. We are an all-in-one kind of cyber risk management provider. And what do I mean by that? Well, in addition to offering, your table stakes, cybersecurity solutions, we also have cyber insurance. And we're not a broker. We're not just a reseller. We are an actual carrier. We work with about a little over 100,000 plus policyholders. We mostly work with SMBs to mid-market companies. We have a pretty wide industry appetite, and we are licensed in the US, Canada, Australia, Germany, France, the UK, Denmark, and it's continuing to grow. And Coalition was the first cyber insurance company to really come up with this idea of active insurance. And what do I mean by that? Well, in addition to just relying on, your backward-looking modeling techniques that a lot of other insurers have historically leveraged, we perform real-time risk assessments of people who are looking to get insurance from us. And then candidly, I think the real work starts when somebody does get a policy with us. And we are proactively monitoring them throughout the policy period. We have teams of security researchers who are constantly on the lookout for any new CVEs, zero-day bones, anything that could lead to threat actor activity. We were actually aware of the MOVEit issue about 6 months before disclosure, and we alerted all of our policyholders, and we didn't have a claim because of it. Last year alone, our policyholders experienced a claims rate around 73% below the industry average. So the idea being, we're able to make cyber insurance profitable by reducing claims frequency and claim severity. In addition to cyber insurance, as you can imagine, we have a lot of proprietary technology that we use for our underwriting. But then we also have unique insight into what actually leads to claims and then what can actually mitigate claims. And so we also offer security solutions that we have the data to show that, hey, this actually really helps you mitigate your overall financial risk. And by deploying these security solutions, you can actually help improve your insurance outcomes as well. So a true all-in-one risk management platform. And unlike any other security platform out there, we actually have financial skin in the game. If we get our assessments wrong, If we make mistakes here, we actually have to pay it out in claims, or we miss an opportunity to, you know, quote, an attractive policyholder. So we got to put our money where our mouth is. And historically, we've been able to do that since 2018. We're about 700 plus employees. And we are one of the largest cyber insurers by policy count in North America. And that's only being in operation for, you know, 6+ years. So, yeah, just a little bit about us and kind of what we're doing.
Fantastic. I love the, you know, bigger footprint than I completely realized. I mean, you're worldwide for sure. Mm-hmm. You had some impressive numbers from a policyholder standpoint. So instead of diving into the cybersecurity insurance, I think most of our listeners get that. Let me just drill down a little bit into the platform, if we could. Mm-hmm. That was really unique to me. It looked like it was kind of four components. You've got the control side, the incident response, MDR, and even the end user training component, mm-hmm. four parts. Could you elaborate a little bit more of what that looks like to an MSP?
Yeah, of course. So when we, you know, James, and we were talking about this during the last mastermind session, really what Coalition is able to do is put our service provider partners in a position where they're able to talk about cyber risk as a business risk. Yeah. With prospects and clients. And so instead of talking about risk scores, talking about exposed vulnerabilities, we put you in a position where you can focus on business continuity, compliance and liability, and like actual financial impact. And the reason why we're able to do that is because through our cyber risk management platform, Coalition Control, when we, you know, assess an insurance applicant or we're monitoring our policyholders, we're taking a look at things more from that balance sheet perspective, i.e. what could a potential loss be in the event of a cyber attack? Because that's ultimately what we're insuring against. And so from that, by working more closely together with service providers, we are really confident in our ability to help them, you know, speak to groups about, hey, if you guys were to have a, you know, a ransomware attack, you know, how many dollars per day would you lose in the event of, you know, a ransomware locking down your systems and going through multiple days of downtime, kind of like what's going on with, you know, Jaguar and Land Rover right now. Similarly too, on the compliance side, you know, when it comes to actual loss, what we're seeing is that it's the fines that can greatly outweigh your kind of first party losses as a result of an incident. And then lastly, moving into kind of once you've exhausted, you know, your current policy, whatever that looks like, getting into, you know, direct losses and that balance sheet impact and, you know, the reputational harm that a cyber incident can cause. And, you know, how we think about it is people invest in cybersecurity to protect shareholder value. Even if they're not thinking about it that way, that's what they're doing it for. And we enable our partners to speak in that language where they're able to connect cybersecurity investment to those tangible financial and insurance outcomes. And what you also had mentioned, James, was kind of this four pillars of what we consider an effective cyber risk management strategy. And we understand that a lot of service providers are already doing all these things.
Right.
And what we want to do is we do have security solutions that can be leveraged by our service provider partners, but we know that a lot of them already have those in their stack and we don't want to come in and disrupt. We just want to help validate. But when we think about an effective cyber risk management strategy, really it considers, you know, four pillars, this idea of assessing. So, you know, continuous visibility, and really understanding a business's cyber risk, not just from a digital standpoint, but also a firmographic standpoint, i.e. number of employees, revenue, industry records, like what's our actual balance sheet risk here? And then, you know, from being able to understand that, then you're able to put together a program of, okay, by investing and protecting these, you know, this financial risk, here are the solutions that we need to invest in for you, i.e. as we all kind of know, MFA is table stakes, but like MDR, you know, we actually see that having, you know, so much impact that we will, you know, consider premium credits for it. You know, security awareness training, it's such a low cost, easy solution or practice to implement, and people are always hesitant, but for us, security awareness training really just provides so much value in terms of what its cost is and then the outcome. And we'll actually offer, you know, sublimit coverage expansion if you're deploying security awareness training. And then moving through, you know, once you're, you know, assessing and then protecting through the security solutions, having that plan in place to respond. So, you know, deploying those playbook or making sure that you have playbooks in place, workflows in place in the event of that, you know, worst day that occurs, making sure that you do have the right IR resources in case, you know, a problem does scale outside the scope of your services. And then lastly, you know, that coverage, you know, when it comes to risk management, there's three things you can do. You can accept it, you can mitigate it, and you can transfer it. And, you know, there are things that you just can't really mitigate against these days. And so you have to really transfer what you cannot fully control and backstop for catastrophic loss. But by doing those four things, you know, we really see much stronger outcomes. And what we want to just be able to do is educate the service providers on, hey, if you speak to your clients about these things and you're implementing them, you're going to be able to demonstrate the much more impactful outcomes around, you know, mitigating that financial risk and then helping them achieve better outcomes on the cyber insurance side.
I love it. I love it. So you guys are a big sophisticated company. The platform is truly impressive. I love how you have the cyber insurance side as well that you help people with. But what is a typical engagement? Can you walk through for our listeners, you know, if MSP wants to engage, what does that engagement look like so everybody can understand?
Yeah, great question. So really we work with service providers in two facets, I guess is the right word here. One is we have service providers who just like to have us in our back pocket and they know who Coalition is. And so if they do have a client who asks, hey, you know, Jim, I'm looking to get cyber insurance, but I really don't know where to turn. You can explain to them, hey, well, I'm not saying you should go with them, but I do know the guys at Coalition, and you should at least have your broker look to get a quote from them. And if they don't have a broker or they don't have a broker who's willing to, you know, at least try to get a quote from us, they can always reach out directly to me and we can help facilitate that engagement. Now, I will say we can't pay service providers for insurance referrals. It's actually against the law unless you're a licensed entity.
Right.
But most service providers, they understand that. And they just like to keep us in their back pocket. It's a light lift, easy ad hoc engagement. On the other side, we have options or we have a program where we work more strategically with service providers. And they are interested in leveraging the expanding cyber insurance requirements that their clients are already facing and capitalizing on the trend in the marketplace around cyber insurance, kind of dictating where security investment goes. And so we've built a bespoke cyber insurance readiness and compliance program that is encapsulated through those, you know, four pillars that I had just previously mentioned, that enables service providers to speak to clients and prospects. I'm really in a more business language around, hey, you know, you shouldn't look to operate a business these days without, you know, cyber insurance. I'm not saying which types of policies you should get or what types of coverage, that's for their broker. But I can actually put you on a pathway in terms of here are all the necessary security measures you need to implement in order to qualify for cyber insurance. And not only qualify, but we also have the visibility into deploying these specific solutions. This can lead to better insurance outcomes. And then we'll work more strategically with those service providers who want to collaborate with us. And we'll also do a security vetting and we'll add them to our partner referral ecosystem. They'll have a dedicated customer success manager who will, you know, handle a bunch of onboarding, enablement, go-to-market support. And we have three tiers within that partner program that we are very excited about and continuing to grow. We work with service providers across the U.S. We have a small group, a small set of partners in Canada, and we're looking to grow. And then we're looking to get our feet wet in Australia and the U.K. and EMEA as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know you do a great job. I think how you and I were introduced were through a mutual client of ours. So that's even the best part.
Yeah, exactly. And how this our MSP program really came to fruition was, as I mentioned, we have, you know, over 100,000 policyholders and most of them are SMB. So I want to say it's like 95% of our policyholders are going to be 1,000 employees and below. Mm-hmm. And so as you can imagine, a lot of them are working with the service provider. And so what we started to notice was all of our insurance or all of our policyholders, they were adding their service providers to our control platform. And so there's so much overlap in terms of the clients we support on the insurance side and the clients that service providers support. We thought, hey, there's definitely some opportunity here. And in speaking with groups in the space and understanding the ecosystem, just realizing kind of the pain points around selling security into SMBs, it's incredibly challenging. We get it. Try selling insurance into them. And then also there's just a better together story. There are certain things that we can do that the service providers can't. And there are certain things that the service providers can do that we cannot. And by working more closely together, it's the end customer that's able to benefit from a much more holistic offering than historically. Yeah.
I love that comment, better together. I say that all the time inside of our mastermind community that, you know, we're better together, and you blend in our strategic partnerships and all the resources everybody has collectively. It's a pretty powerful army at your fingertips. So great comment on that. So here's the tough question, Kevin. Everybody's thinking, it's like, wow, another cybersecurity platform, more tools. They sound impressive, but why Coalition? What makes you guys different or better than the competition?
Yeah. So I want to attack that in two fronts. Really, yes, we understand, or I understand too, in my relatively short stint in this space, that there's a little bit of vendor fatigue and vendor sprawl. And really what I want your network to take away from this podcast and then Coalition's participation within the mastermind community is, first of all, we're here to be a resource. So if you just have any questions around cyber insurance, how underwriters are looking at valuing or, you know, assessing risk, what matters when it comes to incident response, you know, what we're seeing when it comes to, you know, actual claims, what solutions we see actually impact, you know, insurability, don't hesitate to reach out. That's what I really want to convey here, is being educative and just helping everybody learn. There's a lot of stuff that we don't know that your community knows, and then vice versa. And then in terms of working with Coalition, it gets back to a little bit earlier what I was talking about, where I believe we're truly the only real kind of risk management all-in-one solution, where we do offer the cyber insurance, we sell it through brokers, but we do have the cyber insurance, and then we have a robust tool set of security solutions. And you see a lot of groups out there, they'll offer the tools and then they'll partner with an insurer, or you'll have an insurer who's partnered with another security platform. But we're all in one. And as I was kind of iterating or speaking earlier, it's just the data really bears out in terms of the outcomes that our policyholders benefit from. And I just want to be able to help service providers get in a position where they in turn are able to talk to their clients and prospects about kind of the business and financial aspect of, you know, cybersecurity investment. And that's what I think we do differently. We're not, you know, we're going to provide all the data around, you know, vulnerabilities and, you know, assessments and kind of where that risk sits. But in turn, we're just going to enable the service providers and our partners to speak to clients about what actually truly matters and what they care about, which is protecting shareholder value. And so we can be that like A to Z all in one solution that, you know, the service providers can feel comfortable with, knowing like, hey, with Coalition behind me backstopping, my clients are better protected, and then I'm in a better position to deliver more superior services to my end clients and win in what we see as an extremely competitive space.
Excellent. Okay. I love that. So what's next? What's coming up for Coalition over this next quarter?
Yeah. So this is really exciting. So I'm actually going to be doing two events. Jump Cloud is one of our strategic security partners. We also participate in an MSP Engage series with Jump Cloud. I'm going to be in Atlanta next week, and then I'm going to be in Toronto the following week. And then Coalition, we're going to be at IT Nation. I don't know yet as a full sponsor, but we'll definitely have boots on the ground. And so that's what we have going on in Q4. And, you know, this is a long-term play at Coalition. We first went to market kind of building this robust all-in-one, you know, cyber insurance solution. We've done that. now, you know, we're expanding into more of that overall risk management side, and it's really exciting, and we have lots of eyes on it at the business. And I think we're in a really unique position to succeed because we have the infrastructure that a lot of other groups don't. And we just see the inherent value of working with service providers, and they can provide so much value to us, and hopefully in turn we can provide value to them.
I love it. Good stuff. So how can our listeners get in touch with you if they want more info, they want pricing, they want to learn more? Yeah. How can they get in touch with you or your team?
Yeah, it's very simple. You know, I'll share my email, James, with you after the fact. But simple way to get in touch with me is just shoot me an email, kevin.schmidt@coalitioninc.com. Last name is S-C-H-M-I-D-T, and then coalition, how it sounds, and then inc.com. Shoot me an email. And I'll be very quick to respond. Happy to talk to you about anything around cyber risk management, whether it includes, you know, what we're seeing on the insurance side, as well as what we can do on the security side as well. So easy peasy, reach out. Happy to have that kind of just first education call. Would love to learn about, you know, your MSP, what you guys are seeing in the space, the clients that you work with. And candidly, I wouldn't be surprised if one of your clients has a policy with us.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Kevin, thank you. I'll get your information and post it up in the show notes up on the website as well for all the listeners. Thank you so much for being on the program. What an opportunity for us, and appreciate you sharing some security knowledge.
Yeah, James, happy to help. Look forward to 2026 and seeing what it has to offer, and appreciate the time. I really enjoyed the conversation.
You bet. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.